Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. Praise the Lord, all his servants and those who fear him, all great and small. For the Lord our God, the omnipotent.
Glory to God, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International. Glory to God. This is Evangelist Hannah, and the name of my class is The Power of Your Prayer Language. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just give you all the praises and honor and glory. I thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Please forgive us any sins that we have committed in word, thought, and deed, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, I just ask you to flow through the fall lands by your Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that anyone hearing this teaching, Lord God, that they will receive from you, Holy Spirit, not from me. I yield myself as a vessel, unto you, God, this day in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I yield to you. You teach this class, not me, in the name of Jesus. If they do not have their prayer language, Lord God, not speaking in their prayer language, I pray right now that they want to receive the gift that you freely give after this teaching over. And if they are using their heavenly language, God, I pray that while they listen to this teaching, they receive a nugget from you, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory, God, glory, Jesus. In Jesus Christ, matchless name, I pray, amen, and glory to God. Glory to God. Again, the title of my teaching is The Power of Your Prayer Language. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Now, as a lot of us is familiar with it, on the day of Pentecost, about 120 of Jesus' disciples were gathered together in the upper room, waiting upon the Lord and seeking his face. It's in Acts 2:22-4 tells us what happens next. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a roaring mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And they appeared, them closed tongues, like as fire. And it sat upon them, each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. See, Jesus had instructed the disciples to wait for the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, and that they will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. That's Acts 1:4-5. He told them that you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. That's Acts 1-8. I'm just going to give you a little background right quick. The early church understanding that receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit was essential in the life of every Christian. If they were to have the power they needed to carry out the Great Commission. There are many other instances recorded in Acts of believers receiving the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. No two incidents of how it happened was exactly alike. But although the tongues of fire and the mighty wind manifestation was not mentioned again, speaking in tongues seemed to have been a part of the picture. The evidence of tongues was how Peter and the man with him knew that the Gentiles in Corinth's house had been filled with the Spirit. So they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Acts 19:2-6 says, "Tell us of some disciples who had not yet received the Holy Ghost, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Glory to God. Now in 1 Corinthians 12:4, Paul instructs the church at a great length about using the gifts of the Spirit appropriately. Quite a bit of his teaching is specifically about the gifts of the tongues. Yet the modern day church is deeply divided about whether tongues should be accepted or used anymore. In some circles, even one of the other gifts of the Spirit that has been mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12:8-10 is accepted and encouraged, but the gift of tongues is not. Why? Why is that? Any division comes from the enemy. Any confusion comes from the enemy. So I continue to teach, write these scriptures down. Go search the scriptures. There is a distinction between using the gift of tongues in a corporate worship setting to build up the body of Christ and using it in our own private prayer life. Not every believer will be moved upon by the Spirit to speak out publicly in tongues. Not every believer will be. But it's a difference. So let's see what the difference is. We look at many benefits of tongues for our personal life, how it aids us in praying accurately, and why it is powerful. It's a powerful weapon in our spiritual warfare. One of the armors of God says, "Pray in the Spirit always with prayer and supplication." So it's our weapon. One of the reasons that the use of tongues is often oppressed in our days is because we cannot easily see why it is necessary. For some people, it is a pride issue. I must be able to understand it, or I would not accept it. But the Word of God says, "Read not into your own understanding." But yet, in 1 Corinthians 12:14, Paul tells us, "The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." There are many things about God and the way he deals with men that we cannot understand with our natural man. Yet we accept it. Why should it be any different with the gifts of tongues? Our natural man do not understand how salvation works, how the Trinity exists, how God can't have no beginning, or how resurrection of the dead into the glorious body could possibly ever occur. Yet, these are basis of the Christian faith that believers do not question. But they question the gift of tongues. Glory be to God. Part of the problem is our natural man desire to have control over ourselves and our circumstances. It's generally a struggle for us to yield ourselves into the hands of the Holy Spirit. And we are afraid that he will do something in our lives that we may look foolish. We need to trust him more than ever. if you can get past the I must have complete control issue and let God do what he wants to do in your life, yelling, tongues, does not have to be a big deal. Besides, speaking in tongues, it's not something that happens to us without us having anything to say in it. Once we have received the initial infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, we use that gift of ours. We can begin when we choose and when we end. People already speak in tongues. Understand this. But I'm explaining it for those who are not already baptized with the Holy Spirit. So what good is praying in tongues? That's the question. What good is it? I'm going to explain it to you. Let's start with the personal benefits and move outwards from ourselves. It has been proven scientifically that speaking in the prayer language affects the body. Our brain waves magically changes a person speaking tongues. Chemicals that are beneficial to the body are released. When we pray in tongues, spirit to spirit, we communicate that bypass the mind that's going on. Holy Spirit is life-giving. Touching him from deep within, bringing life and health to our being at every level, body, soul, and spirit. Peter comments in 1 Corinthians 4 and 2 says, "For he who speaks in an unknown tongue speak not to men but to God. For the believer encounters with God are also positive in the natural." In your private time, you are speaking to God through the Spirit. When our spirit man becomes strong through being in communion with the Holy Spirit, our mind follows suit. Our spirit, soul, and body are very integrated, connected with each other. Doctors have known for a long time that people with spiritual problems often develop mental or physical illnesses, while those who are spiritually healthy tend to be mentally and physically well also. It is a principle set forth in John 3 and 2, beloved. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. Glory be to God. Romans 12 and 2 tells us, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, communicating spirit to spirit to God with God thoughts. Through our prayer language is one of the best ways to renew your mind. That's my thought on being transferred by the renewing of your mind. We tend to think like those with whom we spend time in, initially communication, praying in our prayer language, especially if we are trained and we have trained ourselves to do it a lot, it renews our mind. Think like God. Wow. To think like God. Who wouldn't want a gift that God give us freely so we can think like God? Praying in tongues gives us orderliness of mind. God is an orderly being. As we commune with God and therefore become like him, we become orderly as well. If you have trouble with confusion in your mind, praying in tongues will bring order to your thoughts. 1 Corinthians 14:33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Praying in your heavenly language. Bring peace to your mind. Glory be to God. Second Corinthians 10:3-5 says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and every half thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." See, God has given us many weapons with which we war against the enemy of our soul. For the word of God, the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, our faith, the word of our testimony, heavenly revelation, and worship for starters. One of the most powerful weapons of our warfare is our prayer language. Glory be to God. For most of us, Ephesians 6:10-18 is a familiar passage, as I said earlier. But a lot of people keep out 18 that says praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. This is another part of our spiritual armor. Glory be to God. So let's examine how prayer in the spirit become a mighty weapon of our armor. Glory to God. It helps to bring our thoughts into obedience, lining up with how Christ would think. It helps us recognize imaginations of the mind that are not in keeping with the word. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, the mind is a huge battlefield. Probably the devil's favorite area of combat. Glory be to God. If he can get us messed up in our minds, he can render us ineffective in every area of our Christian lives. Our minds paralyzed by fear, doubt, confusion, hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, unbelief, etc. make for a Christian who does not advance the kingdom of God. The renewed mind, on the other hand, makes us strong for the battle, and we can discover, praying in the prayer language, the path to the way of renewing our mind. Praying in tongues build our faith. Jude says, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the spirit. This is referring to praying in tongues. Our faith is naturally built up through communication with God because he is a God of faith. God is a God of faith. Glory be to God. All these benefits uses the power of your prayer language. Glory be to God. Glory to God. You may find that doubt attacks you about your prayer language while you're in the midst of doing it. There is times to press through, press past your mind using your prayer language and faith always. Yes, the enemy is going to try to bring doubt to your mind, try to bring confusion. But you know that this is a gift that God freely gives us if we ask. What I didn't already talk about is building us up. It's helping us communicate with God. Glory be to God. See, the devil truly fears what happens in the spirit realm when we pray in tongues. He fears that. So he tried to put fear and confusion on the body of Christ so they do not want to gift. Glory be to God. But Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, 13-15, let him who speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. But if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. So as you receive the gift of praying in your prayer language, you can pray for the interpretation. So while you praying in your prayer language, God will let you know what you are saying. That's another level of your prayer language. Glory be to God. God will change your prayer language. I think the Lord has changed my prayer language 4 times. It gets stronger and stronger as I mature in him. So then we can ask for interpretation. What a good God. What a good God. Because we are communion with God on a spirit-to-spirit level when we pray in tongues. It opens us up to revelation of other sorts. Glory be to God. Creative ideas flow in our thoughts when we pray in tongues. You may receive visions. You will see understanding, and your wisdom will increase. Glory be to God. Whatever I see. And as God is right now filling with your heart of receiving this gift, don't lead to your own understanding. Glory be to God. Just freely receive it as you receive your gift of salvation. It's a gift. God said we ask, and he will give to us. All you got to do is ask. Yield. Glory be to God. God, you're truly worthy, Lord God. Now, we talked about why the gift of tongues is used in our private prayer language. It's so vital to living a powerful Christian life. It's produced health in our body, thoughts, and emotions. It is one of the weapons of our spiritual warfare in the 7 parts of the armor. And it enables us to pray perfect prayers according to God's will. It produces a communion between God and us that causes us to walk in great faith, wisdom, understanding, and discernment. And combined with the interpretation of tongues, it helps us to hear the voice of God. Glory to God. Who wouldn't want the gift? That's why the enemies fear you receiving the gift. So, the question is, why should I not want to pray in tongues? My brothers and sisters in the Lord, I would like to encourage those of you who have not received their prayer language to press God for it until you receive it. It is not that he is unwilling to give it to us. It is that some of us have a harder time than others in pressing past our issues to get to the point of yielding. Hebrews 1:6 tells us, he, God, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Psalms 8:44 promise, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. As the saying goes, anything worth having is worth fighting for. Great men of God, such as John G. Blake and Smith Wigglesworth, have struggled to receive their prayer language, yet they refuse to give up until they receive the promise that they were not disappointed. God said he will be with a comforter. That was the Holy Spirit. With the comforter comes other things, which is part of our prayer language. If you have not received your prayer language, and you don't know how to press in, go to a minister. The already Holy Ghost baptized field. Just let them know. Talk to someone. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. For those of you who already have received your prayer language, I just want to encourage you to use it abundantly. You can train yourself into the habit of praying in tongues in a whisper if you like. While you're walking around the house, driving your car, or doing other tasks every day, make a decision to do it. And you may have been praying for some time before you become aware of it. It enables us to be in constant communication with the Lord throughout our day. It's one of the ways to bring ourselves closer. Praying without ceasing. 1 Corinthians 5 and 13. I encourage you to start off 10 minutes a day, 15 minutes a day, half an hour a day. As you have in your quiet time with the Lord, pray in the Spirit. Pray in your heavenly language. Let he mature you. Let the Holy Spirit train you on how to interpret. I thank God I speak with tongues more than you all. This is what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:18. If the prayer language was important to Paul, it should be treasured and nurtured by us too. Glory be to God. I'm going to give you a little story. One day I was at an airport, and I was about to get on a plane. And I was just sitting waiting on the plane. And all of a sudden, I heard, oh, Lord, I said, why am I praying in the Spirit right now? So I did not vex the Spirit of God. I yield. I started praying real silently. And I went to the bathroom and prayed. For all I know, that plane could have been ready to fall out the sky. Something could have been wrong with that plane. But right then, the Holy Spirit gave me an unction. Praying the Spirit. I was like, wow. Sometime at night, sleeping, Holy Spirit will wake you up, warning in the Spirit. You may be warning for your mother, your father, your brother, your niece, your nephew, your coworker. We don't know until we pray for interpretation that he does give to some of us. Again, if you do not have the gift of your prayer language, I encourage you. Have your prayer language. I encourage you to pray even the more in the Spirit. Glory be to God. Praying in English is like the enemy can hold you up in traffic. But praying in the Spirit is supernatural. Glory be to God. It's supernatural. Praying in the Spirit enables the saints. Word of God says, not by power, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit. Our Spirit says the Lord of hosts. It enables a believer to minister the mind of Christ, to activate the gifts of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 12:8-10, to move into his or her membership member of the body. The manifest mighty miracles. It's a gift. It's what happens. God, it's like a gift that God want to give you. If God say, I want to give you $1 million, you would accept that gift, wouldn't you? But you know what? Praying in the spirit is like getting $1 zillion. Glory be to God. In last, I would like to mention some more points of praying in the spirit. One, it renews our minds. A major battle field with spiritual warfare goes on so that we think like Jesus. This enables us to recognize when the enemy is injecting foreign thoughts so that we can take them captive and get rid of them quickly. Second, it builds our faith. As I said, in June, we take on the faith of God as we interact deeply with Him in our prayer language. Three, it enables us to pray rightly with accuracy because it is actually the Holy Spirit within us breathing the prayer. Wow. And that's Romans 8:26-27. I like that. It enables us to pray rightly with accuracy because it is actually the Holy Spirit within us breathing the prayer. Or it helps us to hear God clearly so that we can be effective in our warfare. The devil knows what a powerful weapon our prayer language is. He tries to stop it in any way he can. He put doubt. That's his main trick, is doubt. He almost always tries to convince the newly baptized in the spirit person that nothing really happens, so that he or she would not attempt to pray in tongues again. Sometimes people doubt their prayer language is real because it sounds funny. However, there are no language that's part of our prayer language that we have to hesitate. As I said, the Lord changed my prayer language 4 times. When I first started praying in the Spirit, it was a funny sound. I was like, okay, God. But I trusted Him. I trusted Him. He matured my language, and He shifted me to a new language over and over again as I matured in Him, as I used that gift. So once you get the gift, use it no matter how you sound. Use it. It will build you up in your most holy faith. Glory be to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now for every listener in this teaching, God, if they have not received the gift, that they are ready to run and say, I want to receive the free gift that God has given me, because it's worth more than $1 zillion. Glory be to God. I pray right now that you are touching their heart and giving them the desire to want this gift. A prayer in their prayer language. They quote it, shout for the momosia in the name of Jesus. And for the ones that have their language already, I pray right now that they will spend time with you praying in their prayer language daily. Daily, as you build them up in you. I pray for interpretations of song tongues. I pray the testimonies will come forth that will glorify Jesus. Glory be to God. I bind up any spirit of fear that's trying to come against someone right now in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over it in Jesus' name. You will pray in your prayer language. I bind up doubt and unbelief in Jesus' name. You will freely receive the gift that is given to you in the matchless name of Jesus. And again, this is Evangelist Dana Hannah, and the title of my class is The Power of Your Prayer Language. Glory be to God. Kingdom builders, kingdom daughters, encourage you to step out of faith and receive the free gift that God has for you.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The
man
is yet to
come. Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all, see God right the end before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet.
The author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen
no best. You ain't seen your best day.
My brother, my brother, my brother.
Your destiny.